Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Charles Manson is dead. The 83-year-old Manson died yesterday. He died last night at a hospital in California. Over two nights in the summer of 1969, Manson directed members of the cult he called his family to kill several people, seven to be exact. Manson and his family were convicted of murder and sentenced to death. The sentences were commuted to life in prison when the Supreme Court struck down the death penalty in 1972. Now, California prison officials say state and federal medical privacy laws prevent them from saying why he was hospitalized and what died from.
So we just don't know. Okay.
No, he just did. He was hospitalized back in January for what people said was a serious illness, but again, no details. And then, you know, again, we got word the other day that he was hospitalized, but I'm sure something will come to light later. But
well, I just remember people were always afraid he was going to get out. Remember that they were going to let him out on good behavior. It was like he was still a frail, crazy old man. But most people probably don't remember the story, but they've heard of him. He's probably like the most famous serial killer.
I think so.
And it was the biggest story at the time when it happened.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a more innocent country.
Yeah, we're like you
now,
said.
If it happened... If the Manson murders happened, the celebrity aspect would be salacious, but the brutality, sadly...
It would fall off the radar after a week or two, wouldn't it? Like, I mean, they have that serial killer they're trying to hunt down in
Florida. The deal was is that it was famous people. Yeah. It'd be like one of the Kardashians getting whacked by some nutbag.
Yeah. Right. They got into that compound and the whole thing.
It's hard to believe that someone like that exists.
But if Charlie did it to, like, us, people would be like...
Yeah. Moving on. Next story. President Trump claims he regrets his decision to free UCLA basketball players from a Chinese jail.
Why?
The players were arrested. Well, it all comes down to the dad, that LeVar Ball.
Your buddies.
He went on ESPN and they were, you know, like, oh, so the president is like, who? He's like, he didn't do much. And so the president fired off on him. The players were arrested by Chinese police and put under house arrest for allegedly shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton while visiting in China 2 weeks ago. And the players were allowed to return to the U.S. after Trump supposedly asked the Chinese president to intervene. Trump took to Twitter yesterday to call the father of one of the players ungrateful, went on to say that the shoplifting is a big deal in China and could land someone in jail for up to 10 years.
Creighton plays that UCLA team today.
Yeah, in UCLA.
Those three players will not be there. They're not suiting up. No, it's a tournament game. It's down in Kansas City.
Okay, that's right. It's tournament
time. So people can go. It's early season tournament, 6 p.m. on ESPNU. They're still ranked 23rd. Be a big win if Creighton could beat them. Both teams 3-0.
Yeah. So it's all about LeVar Ball, the father of LeAngelo.
He's the biggest loudmouth in NBA. Yeah.
So that's the deal is that he, the president tweeted is like, now that the three basketball players are out of China and safe from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LeAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son.
God, who cares?
He's like, I should have left them in jail. This is the president's message.
Do you want people to bow to him? Who cares?
Yeah, they said thank you. Remember, he had tweeted. It'd be nice if they said thank you, and then they did.
Yeah, the kids did, but
right. And then the dad is like, "What?" The Minnesota Senator Al Franken isn't planning to resign after he was accused of sexual misconduct. A staffer told a local newspaper in Minnesota that this weekend that the Democrat is doing a lot of reflecting. After a female radio host detailed her account of Franken's actions during a USO tour back in 2006. He said Franken forced an unwanted kiss and later groped her breasts while she was sleeping. Franken has apologized, but he says he didn't remember the events the same way. He was working as a comedian at the time, but there have been calls for him to, you know, reevaluate his job as a public servant. One of the things is that his appearance in tonight's tribute to David Letterman is going to be edited down.
Why doesn't America have any sense of context anymore? Mm-hmm. Why is everything the same thing? I mean, everything is everything.
It falls right. in any kind
of outrage now, it's no matter what the high and low is, everything is everything. Yeah. How many other people are going to get dinged?
Oh, I think this is going to be nonstop. Do you sit back and wonder? I mean, God, did I grope someone at one given time?
There'll be ice flows every day leaving with more men on top of that.
Toot, toot.
The problem is some of the men are Harvey Weinstein, and other of the men will be stuff like Al Franken. But it's all the same. Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah, I think we do need to get perspective on what is what. In this case, you know, this woman detailed her experiences and said that it left her uncomfortable and that, you know, he pursued her.
He wrote a sketch, too, so he could kiss her. Remember, he wrote the sketch. And
I remember, dude. I mean, yeah, it's definitely something. So, you know, David Letterman is getting the Mark Twain Prize. And it's going to be airing on PBS tonight. It's already filmed.
I got it. Couldn't you go after then David for all the stuff that happened with the staffer? Remember, he had to go on the TV and apologize.
Jeff, there's a lot of people out there that already had to apologize, but we've moved
on. His wasn't assault. His was just infidelity. But what's the difference? It's all the same.
It is.
Everything is like that.
Honda is recalling hundreds of thousands of its Odyssey minivans due to a problem with the second row seat. The recall was announced over the weekend. It's going to cover Odyssey models dating from 2011 up to the current year, 2017. Honda has received 46 reports about the second row seat tipping forward during moderate to heavy braking because it wasn't latched properly. Passengers did report minor injuries. Back in December of last year, Honda had to recall the Odyssey for a similar issue. The company is working on a free fix for all Odyssey owners.
I'm just imagining all of those male owners of that Odyssey are like, I remember losing my soul the day I bought it. A Honda minivan. It's nice. It's a great car.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah, like a little flotilla.
Everyone I know that's accepted.
I mean, the moment you're buying that, it's over.
Yes. It's the comfy pants of cars.
But you
it's
know
like
what?
It's basically like saying I'm never going to wear button pants again.
Yeah. But everyone I know that has accepted and moved on to the minivan, because they had to because of family
love
and stuff. They freaking love
Who
it.
Who doesn't want more room?
Exactly.
Everybody wants more room.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to do it.
Oh, come on. You should. I don't know why you
can't.
Don't. I mean, you got the kids. It's your excuse. You can't do it later.
I feel like if we'd bumped up to kid three, then it's like it's an inevitability. Like everyone that I know that hit that third kid had to go minivan shopping. But we hung out in the, you know, two kid stratosphere. And so therefore we can still use conventional vehicles to ferry them from places to places. But we rented a minivan last year for our trip to Florida.
Yeah.
The kids still talk about it.
Yeah, see, look at that. All kinds
They're like, can we get that car for our very own car?
Molly, I still remember, I grew up, we had, you know, different types of cars and stuff like that. But my parents, stepfather and mother at the time, they bought a van, a conversion van.
Uh-huh.
And it was so cool. I mean, think about that. You got the seats.
The captain chairs.
The captain chairs back there. And then you got a bed in the back.
Yes.
Hang on, I'm going to go buy one now.
The conversion vans were definitely a sweet. It was like a lair in the back. It was a totally different world. I mean, at least with minivans, they don't have the bed. It's still, you know, it's not like a moving studio apartment.
No, you could repurpose your van after your kids grew up because you could give it to your 16-year-old.
Yeah, there you go.
And he could put shag carpeting in there and made it a party van. Yes. It had a second life. It went from lame to cool in its own life cycle.
My stepfather did some type of airbrushing on the side of it to make it look really cool. Yeah, it was like of a beach and the waves.
Yeah, no one does that anymore.
That's funny because it was cool.
Custom painted exteriors of vans.
Yeah.
The murals.
Often look like 80s rock band covers. Like a hot chick on a horse.
Oh, it was awesome. Right. I remember getting this thing and it was like, all right, you know, we got a new. And then he brings it home after it's been gone, you know, getting that work done. And then it had this beach scene with waves and everything on the sliding door, the whole door. I was like,
total
this
party.
Is awesome. It made it cooler. So,
well, people are going to be taking a good look at their conveyances. I guess a whopping 50.9 million Americans are going to be traveling this Thanksgiving week. 3% increase over last year. And this is the most that we've seen make this holiday travel for Turkey Day since 2005. I guess according to AAA, 45 million are going to be driving between Wednesday and Sunday. And about 4 million will fly. And that's a 5% increase from last year. But the average airfares on the most popular routes within the U.S. is the lowest it's been in 5 years. So a lot of people have car rental rates higher than last year. But a lot of times the gas, and that's the deal, the gas is really inexpensive right now. And for the holidays, you can lace up those skates. The ice skating rink opens Tuesday night in the Capital District. It's 10th and Capital. There's an opening ceremony, a ribbon cutting. It's going to start at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The hours are going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then 6 to midnight on Friday, and then 1 to midnight on Saturday. It's $8 for admission, and that includes skate rental.
And this is at which location?
This is the Capital District one.
Okay.
The Capital, at 10th and Capital. This isn't the Midtown. The Midtown one, I think we'd have a while.
Well, I actually saw a little sneak peek of that one on that roof in Midtown. Oh, my God. That looks badass.
Really?
I don't get excited about, you know, skating, you know, because I don't skate, but that looks cool up on that rooftop.
That's the one. The synthetic ice.
Yeah. Some guy was skating around on it. Looked like he was skating around just fine.
Sad news last week. We found out that the Omaha Fire Department has gotten the nicks on doing their holiday calendar of buff.
Sad news?
Just say
it's an interesting...
A lot of people were bummed to find out that they weren't going to be doing it this year, but here's an option. Bearded men from Eastern Canada have their Dudoir calendar, and it's going to raise money for a good... It's mer creature themed.
Okay.
It's the male version of a boudoir photo shoot. It was organized by the Newfoundland and Labrador Beard and Mustache Club. And I
guys
guess
dressing
it's
like mermaids,
yeah,
putting the mermaid tail on. I think it's weird.
It is weird.
It's gone
hysterical.
Who beyond buys that? Charity. Hey, it's for charity. It's like your weird niche fetish.
Finally.
And then hiding behind charity. Bearded dudes, like kind of fat guys wearing mermaid tails.
Yeah.
I think it's just funny. For that person in your life that enjoys a good joke calendar for the year, this could be something that you could think of. So they're called Merbies. And they all range from all sorts of different guys. I mean, there's some guys that are in shape, and then there's some that are like, oh, wow, put
what
your shirt back on.
What are you doing? Aren't you embarrassed?
Right.
This is absolutely the pinnacle of what happened to people being embarrassed.
I mean, look at that. Well, I'll post it on our Facebook page. That's just ridiculous.
Just give people the chance. Yeah. Just give people the chance.
I mean, if you're fat guy, it works, I guess. It's something other than just your belly hanging out. I mean, I don't think some of these guys would be in the calendar any other way.
No. I mean, it would have to be like a joke for charity. I mean, that'd be it.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Friday's going to be about 65 degrees for Iowa to come to the house. I don't know what's going to happen to that game. It's a strange rivalry game that's been created because we both suck. You know what I mean?
We both like, suck.
So how do you call it? I mean, normally you have these rivalry games and they're great teams going against each other. This one's like,
that seems hurtful.
You know,
still for pride. So
I know.
It'd be nice to get a... But I would almost feel bad for Iowa. I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Dude, if they lose,
I know.
That's even like the worst. You lost to the bad team.
I mean, they beat Ohio State. It would be crazy.
Yes, they did. This weekend, I thought, by the way, the game was it turned out the way everybody expected it. But you know what? I did from what I watched. They never gave up. Obviously, they kept trying to score. I'm never going to win the game. The Huskers, against Penn State, yeah. But they never gave up, and I knew they weren't going to win because there just wasn't enough time. But they sure did shut him down. I couldn't tell it, and I didn't look into it to see if the, as sad as this, that Penn State pulled their starters, but I don't think they did. Maybe their defense. I don't know. It was just a good
game, mentally, man. The Penn State probably checked out a little bit. They were beating us so bad. But Tanner Lee threw the ball around and looked pretty good in the second half. I watched the game before. They're watching Wisconsin play Michigan.
Yeah.
I just felt like we're in a different
different league.
Conference. It's like, do we even belong in the Big... It's like all the snarky stuff people used to say when we joined the Big Ten. They're like, you guys are going to get killed.
Yeah. They seem bigger, faster, stronger.
Bigger, faster, and stronger. Well, I also was watched Wisconsin, Michigan, I wonder if Scott Frost is watching this game.
Getting a look at
because
his possible
we
new
play
team.
Michigan at the Big House next year.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I was excitedly imagining what will it be like next year when Nebraska plays Michigan. Who will be the coach? Who will be the quarterback?
Yeah. I don't know. There's still these whispers getting out there about Scott Frost, you know. So
the dream.
Guess only time. It's a dream. I don't know. I heard these little, you know, tweets went out saying that Nebraska's already throwing cash at him, trying to convince him to jump ship over to ours. So it'd be good, I think. I don't know, you know. But yeah, Iowa, we got to take on these guys. This is the last game of the season, by the way, for us. And
there'll be no bowl.
There will be no bowl. With the first time in forever. So.
The loss Saturday was the second losing season for Nebraska in 53 years.
Wow. Holy smokes.
I mean, it's a pretty good program.
Yeah.
We can have down, you know, decades.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're still always a winning team. So it's not the end of the world. I mean,
no. 1961 was the last time we went had four wins. Then they fired that guy, and then Bob Devaney came in from there. And then when everything changed.
I mean, if you talk to Mike Riley, he's like, four win seasons? This is normal for me.
I know.
He's done it a bunch.
Yes, he wants to win his fifth.
He got just three wins in a season twice, Mike Riley. Which we would have known if we would have checked the resume.
I know.
But we did know that before we extended the contract.
I mean, well, they say you do it so
lock them in,
so you get commits to not go to another team. That's the mindset behind that. Because if you don't,
that seems like a flawed business model.
you want the players to stay, you know.
So he's had five wins or less, I believe, seven times now. So this year only four, but we could get five. We could still get five with the win over Iowa.
Yeah, we just got to
beat
them.
But that won't make us bowl eligible, right?
No, we needed two more wins, you know. Oof. And there was, our back end season was so hard, you know, playing all these top teams. It'd be a miracle to beat some of these teams at the back end of the season here. But yeah, I've stopped. I pretty much don't even. I used to do the Husker parties at the house all the time. Now I just don't want to. Anymore.
But you will again.
Yeah, I will again eventually.
This is just a year to give your man cave a break.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple times already I've sat alone with Wylene on the couch, and it was nice. We didn't have to make a whole lot of stuff, you know. And then, it's changed my viewing 100%. I'm easier able to walk away from the game than I would be before.
Like you didn't even get mad at all. See, there's still some kind of candle flickering in me. I'm surprised when I am mad. It's weird. It's like, I don't know where this is coming from. I'm sort of schizophrenic. Like, and there were parts this season when I was actually happy. Like we came back and won a game and I went, just because I wanted it to burn.
Yeah.
And I personally like Mike Riley, so I'm being a terrible bandwagon fan. But I'm old. I've lived through
the success.
Lots of lows.
Yes.
I spent the 80s watching my parents pull their hair out.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we won national championships in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
So I'm spoiled. I said long ago, I'm like, I personally have got enough out of Nebraska. A life's worth.
Yeah. I mean, championships. They got championships.
Yeah.
I remember how we celebrated that.
How many championships do you get to see in your lifetime?
Yeah.
But teams can turn around really quickly. So I was imagining Saturday, I'm like, flash forward. 1 year from now, who knows what our record will be going into the Michigan game, but who cares on one day? The announcers being like, there's Nebraska with a new coach.
Yeah.
Against Michigan at the Big House. Maybe we pull out an upset.
The announcers this weekend were chatting a little bit about how this is just such a strange thing to watch the powerhouse of Nebraska get manhandled like that in the second quarter. I was like, yikes.
Well, it was good that they stepped up because Penn State is an old rival. Remember, they broke our hearts in the 80s for a national championship.
But good. It was a good game this weekend towards the end.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. This is the one and only.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's going on?
So this could be interesting. George Clooney coming back to television. Last time he was on TV was when he starred in ER. God, that was amazing. When he played Dr. Doug Ross.
That was his return, right? Didn't he start there?
No, hey, remember he did that terrible comedy.
Yes.
He was on like a comedy.
Okay.
Went nowhere.
He made guest appearances on Facts of Life. He was the trashy boyfriend on Roseanne. He lived a lot in like the sitcom hell for a long time. And then he broke into like, he started getting like serious roles after he broke into ER.
He goes so far back to when there was TV stars and movie stars.
Okay.
Now no one knows the difference. I don't think anybody looks any different. But there was a time when TV people couldn't do movies.
Right.
And once you did movies, you couldn't go back to TV, or it was less than. It's a really big deal. When he was getting movies, people were like, isn't this George Clooney from the TV shows?
Yes.
Seriously.
And now look at him. Jeez.
Yeah. Now he's, you know, Mr. Superstar. So I guess he is looking to return to TV with a miniseries. It's an adaptation of this classic novel called Catch 22. And I guess the project would be his first TV role since he was in ER nearly 20 years ago. So he would take on the starring role and he would also direct. It's going to be like a 6-episode miniseries. No word on what network is attached to
I imagine Netflix-y.
Could be, yeah. I wonder if they'll do like a Hulu or a Netflix or something. But I mean, it'll be a feeding frenzy, I would imagine, once they find out that George Clooney's attached. Bruno Mars was the big winner of the 2017 American Music Awards, despite not attending the ceremony. He won 7 trophies, including Artist of the Year, Favorite Male Artist, Album of the Year for 24 Karat Magic. It was a big night also for Keith Urban. He won Favorite Country Male Artist, Favorite Country Song.
They give these people these awards so they'll show up, and then they don't.
I know. Bruno Mars did not, which was like so
his
bizarre.
His acceptance was some video he shot. He said, I'm in a minivan right now. So
I know. He's like, get the profile.
Yeah.
The other deal was Pink did a big performance. She opened the show with Kelly Clarkson, and then she did this amazing performance on the side of a building.
Yeah, it was kind of strange and weird, but it looked pretty cool. You know,
yes.
I mean, that's what she does. And by the way, she doesn't lip sync. You can hear her breathing heavy and all that stuff.
So she did this like whole aerial act on the side of a building where they were, you know, coming in and out of windows. And then Christina Aguilera did the tribute for Whitney Houston. It was like the 20th anniversary of The Bodyguard. And I guess the situation was that there was all this talk of like, did Pink throw shade at Christina Aguilera during the tribute? And it's like a snapshot, like a screenshot of Pink kind of making like a what face.
Didn't you guys kind of find it strange though that they would do a 20-year, I know it's Whitney Houston.
Right.
But they would celebrate a 20-year anniversary of the Bodyguard with Kevin Costner.
Right.
They just wanted to get someone to sing
that song. I'm thinking,
Hey, remember, the American Music Awards is more of a show than it is about awards.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
It's
just
to get butts in seats and sell advertising. It really is.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed all the people that were, nominated to win, none of them were there except for the winners.
Christina looked hot.
Yeah.
And so the cutaway is Pink, either maybe farting or...
Oh, my God.
I think she was actually enjoying the moment, but because she wasn't smiling or crying. Yeah. So she responded. She goes, show the clip where I'm in tears, you negative Nancy. She was funny about it. So Pink right away tweeted. She was like, I was digging it.
I thought she did good, Aguilera. I think she did very good.
Oh, no. I mean, it's
but not everybody liked it. Not everyone liked it. Lots of people were making fun of her on social media.
Yeah.
And then I guess Twitter was firing up because they said that Selena Gomez lip synced. You know, this was her big return to the stage. This was like going to be her only appearance
of the
whole year.
She totally was lip syncing the thing. Yeah.
Yes. And everyone's like, dude. She did this like very theater, like theatrical a rendition of this collaboration with a DJ Marshmello Wolves. It's a beautiful song, but they're like, she totally lip synced and went blonde for the deal. No word on whether or not Justin was around. You know, they're back together, hanging out at least. And Nashville fans, this upcoming sixth season is going to be the end of the show. It has lived on past anything. It got canceled by ABC after four seasons and then jumped to CMT after fans campaigned for its return. And then now, I guess, just viewership. So Nashville's final season premieres January 4th.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't.
I never was a fan. Like, it was kind of like either you were like an Empire fan or a Nashville fan.
I was going to say, if you liked Empire, since you do, I figured you would love this show. It had the girl save the cheerleader.
Yes.
Hayden Panettiere. Yeah. And Connie Britton.
Yeah.
I don't like country music that much. Like, part of why I like Empire is I really like the music. And I think for Nashville, while I love all the actors, I don't think I'd be able to, like, sit through the music pieces. I'd be like, all right, Keith Urban, knock off. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.